All right, Jay's really smiling now. We're going from one of the youngest head coaches in all of Division I athletics to, I'm not going to say one of the oldest ones, but one of the most seasoned ones in the head soccer coach at UMBC, the legendary Pete Carinci. You're number 23?
You're number 23. First of all, I'd like to thank you for having me. As a lifelong Baltimorean, I feel like I made it tonight because it's the first time I've been on WBAL after all the success that we've had.
And you've had a ton of success, but we appreciate that. How about your overall record? I mean, people are going to focus on what you're doing right now, but how many wins is it for you? I have the number here. It might be too big for me to read. 142? Is that the up-to-date number?
Well, I have a plaque in my office. It's over 400. So.
Oh, okay. So this is UMBC. At home. That's just your home record.
At home.
Yeah. Oh, well, 413 is the total number, and a winning percentage darn near 70% in what is an epic run. So, yeah, you're on BAL for that after you get to 400 wins beating Loyola.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, we do like covering the hot school when it comes to local soccer this time of the year, and we're almost at tournament time. You have a game coming up here, Stony Brook. Tell us what that means. You're on the verge of a regular season title here.
We're on the verge of a regular season title. We play tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We welcome everyone to come out. We've had a great support. We're in the top 25 in attendance. The Baltimore community, soccer community, comes out, and the students really come out and support us. So it's a great atmosphere. It's really something amazing to watch the transition from maybe 5 years ago to today, where now UMBC soccer game is a place for people to really enjoy themselves. So we play Stony Brook tomorrow night. If we win or tie, we're guaranteed the regular season conference championship. The tournament starts on this Saturday, but we will have a bye either way. We're going to be either first or second. If we're second, then you play the semifinals next Wednesday.
So next Wednesday,
Is the game. And if you're first, you play next Wednesday. But you want to finish first because you want that guaranteed home and home game. It's the games that will be at the highest seed. So it's really big, especially in this conference, because you're doing a lot of traveling. You know, you could play on Wednesday at home and then have to play up to New Hampshire or somewhere up north, and it's just a big difference.
Yeah, so you really want to win this game coming up tomorrow night. Right now, the Retrievers are 13-1-2 overall, 4-0-2 in the America East. Some polls have you high as sixth in the land.
Sixth in the land. Our RPI is very high. The RPI, obviously, as of yesterday, we're sixth. Some RPIs have us even higher. So it's just been an amazing run. And the thing that I'm most proud of is that we're doing it with a lot of local kids.
I mean, this is a ridiculous number. 7 from the MIAA, which will make Jay Cottrell also happy, and 21 Maryland natives on your roster. How many kids are on your team?
25.
So 21 of 25 student athletes on your roster that, for a team that's ranked 6th in the land, are from the state of Maryland.
It's an amazing story. I mean, of the 11 players, 10 of the kids are from the Maryland area, and 6 of them made Baltimore Sun All Metro team, first team.
This isn't lax. This isn't.
No.
This is soccer here.
It's,
I don't care if you're
us,
playing
UCLA, Notre Dame. I mean, that's like the top six is us and the major schools. So it's an amazing story.
And to be fair, and no offense to my lax route friends or to Coach Zimmerman or anything, but this is a much more competitive situation here. I mean, how many more Division I programs are there? I mean, how many Division I soccer programs are there total right now?
Oh, it's over 200 some.
Over 200 some. So in some ways, it's highly more competitive than Division I football, just by virtue of the number of participants as far as schools are concerned. And you have a program right now with a bunch of Baltimore kids, a bunch of Maryland kids playing toe-to-toe, literally, with every school all over this country.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing I'm most proud of, and it's kind of, we laugh about it, you know, almost regularly, when you look at the top 10, you see, you know, this week it's UCLA, it's University of Washington.
Wow.
It's Notre Dame, then it's UMBC.
Slightly bigger than UMBC.
Yeah, then it's UMBC, and then, you know, obviously Maryland's having a great year, and the ACC schools, but for us to be we're very confident. We're a very confident team. There's a lot of great soccer. It's been a tradition here in this town and in this state for years. So our kids, when we compete, you know, we feel like we can play with anyone. So I think we're not as shocked to see where we are, but I think it's a great story because nationally it's a big story. I think locally a lot of people don't realize how well we're doing.
When you are talking about a UCLA or a Notre Dame, and obviously these huge athletic departments, massive institutions, giant states with a lot of kids to choose from. I mean, are they taking the little UMBC Retrievers lightly when you guys show up ahead of them?
No, I don't think they'll take us lightly because our kids have won a lot of national championships at the youth level. Baltimore has won more national championships at the youth level than any other town in the country. So a lot of these kids have had success at the club level. They've had success at high school level. They're playing together. It's very similar to the 70s when University of Baltimore and Loyola won national championships. The cycle's come around that these kids are now all playing together. They're very confident. The same players they're playing against, they probably beat in club ball. So just they're not getting the recognition because when you play at a UCLA, obviously it's a lot more hype and it's a lot more recognition. But when you have to go on the field and you have to play against us, last year we won the America East Conference Championship, played a first round game, won the game, turned right around, and we had to play like 3 days later down at North Carolina, who was a defending national champion. Our crowd took over the stadium. The UMBC crowd took over the stadium. We played them into penalty kicks, lost on one shot, was probably this close, and I got inches away from winning that game. So I think people across the country know that we can play. If you play us, you're in for a tough match. We were that close from going to Sweet 16 two of the last 3 years. So these guys, they know how to win. They know how to play. We have a lot of pride in the Maryland area. We have a lot of pride in our school. So I think we look forward to the challenges of letting people know who we are.
UMBC soccer coach Pete Carinci with us here on BAL. How many teams make it to the big dance in soccer in the NCAA?
It'll be 48. 48. 16 will have a first-round bye, okay. And then 32 will play on the first Thursday, and the winners will play at the top seed at 16 teams. And that's what we're hoping for. We've never been that. We've never been seeded. You know, the last two times we were in an NCAA tournament, like I said, we had to play a first-round game. We were fortunate to win, and then we lost in the second
round.
Almost
lost. So that team, your team right now, has been right there before. They played the NCAA tournament. How much of an advantage is that this time around?
I think it's a huge advantage. I mean, our kids are looking at, you know, we're not intimidated by a school's name. I mean, obviously, we sit here and we're talking about nationally recognized programs, Notre Dame, UCLA. They're nationally recognized in all aspects. Everyone recognizes the name. A lot of people don't recognize UMBC outside of the Baltimore area. But we're making that change, and nationally in the soccer community, people know that these kids have had a lot of success. It's a lot of the same kids are back. So like I said, we're a very confident group. We have a lot of pride in who we are and where we come from.
People here take a lot of pride in local lacrosse, basketball, baseball. We point to professional athletes playing at high levels, collegiately. Out of everything we're talking about right now, all of the Marylanders on your team and the University of Maryland team, Loyola, whatever have you, when you look at it here, youth-wise, high school and college, where does this area rank nationally as far as being a soccer hotbed? Is it right at the top?
It's got to be in the top two or three easily. You go back, I played here in the 70s. Obviously, we won the national championship in 75. Loyola won in 76. Essex Community College won in 74. That whole generation are now my age. Their kids are playing. The 90s and the 2000s have brought youth national championships from the Columbia area, but basically Baltimore area has won so many national championships, more than any other city. It's a hotbed. I mean, this is a big soccer town. I think the frustrating thing is it's such a big soccer town that it doesn't get the respect here that it does outside of the area.
Everyone
outside of the Baltimore and the Maryland area knows how important, how big soccer is in this state. And yet I think there's still people that like to criticize the sport in general. But what a hotbed. I mean, I would have to rank it in the top two or three in the country easily.
So you have Stony Brook tomorrow. They're having an off year, 6-9-1, only 1-4-1 in the conference. Any concerns of your team looking ahead here?
No, I don't think we'll look ahead. I think that's always been a big rivalry. The last couple of years, they've been one of the top teams in the conference. So they're having an off year. They need to win to qualify for the tournament. So they're going to be a desperate team. We need to win because we want to finish in first and we want to continue putting ourselves in a great position for the NCAA tournament. So it's going to be a great match. I'm looking forward to it. Our guys are looking forward to it. And I really appreciate you having me on because the season has been an unbelievable season, and it really is a national story that I think now it's really catching up locally.
Well, Coach, how about this? We'll have you on again before you guys play your first NCAA tournament game. Knock on wood. That's all but locked up. And then hopefully that's a very, very long run, and we'll talk to you maybe, I don't know, before a Final Four appearance or something.
I appreciate it. And like I said, it's really great that we're here talking soccer.
Pete Carinci, the head coach of the UMBC soccer team, right here in the flesh, coming on WBAL to talk about his six-ranked retrievers on the verge of another America East title.